So this year we're talking about what the Bible really says about, and during this season, we're talking about confronting suffering and evil, and actually a perfect piece of music for today from the story of Elijah, the prophet. I'm going to say more about Elijah in just a minute. What we're talking about is God in sickness or suffering or in natural disasters? Where do we find God? In sickness and natural disasters. And so you heard how God came. And in a passage from John chapter 9, we'll hear how Jesus comes in the midst of a time of sickness. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about all of that. We'll start with the gospel.
John 9, verses 1 through 12. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
If you're following along in your worship guide, this is on page 18 where you can make your notes for today. Pray with me. Come to us, Lord Jesus. Come to us in the cracks and difficult places of our lives and shine your light. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the very interesting story of Elijah from the Bible. We're talking about what the Bible says about sicknesses and disasters. Elijah is a prophet of God in 1 Kings. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, we discover that he has done the work of God faithfully for many years, this prophet Elijah. He becomes known as the greatest of the prophets. And he did everything that God asked. And he discovers that his life is threatened by a wicked queen. It sounds kind of like a fairy tale, doesn't it? His life is threatened by a wicked queen. And so he flees into the wilderness, heart sick, depressed, and lonely, puts himself to sleep under a broom tree and waits to die. But God comes after him. First, an angel comes and brings him food and water. God will not let him go. And then God's voice, God's self, comes and says, "Where are you, Elijah? What are you doing here?" And Elijah tells God, "I've done everything you asked me to do." And I think he says it just about like this, because I've said this. "God, I've done everything." This is what Elijah says. "I've done everything you asked me to do. And still, now," Elijah says, "I'm having to flee for my life. I'm having to do even more than what you've asked of me." And the God says to Elijah, who has gone into a cave, "Come out here, and I'm going to show you how I come." and there is an earthquake, and there is wind, and there is fire. And God was not in those disasters. And then there is a still small voice, or some translations say, a sheer silence. And then God is there. And God speaks, what's going on with you, Elijah? And he says, I am cracked and broken. And God hears him. God says, I hear that you are heartsick and you need help. And tells him, I'm going to tell you what to do in order to be healed from this heart sickness. He says, I'm going to give you help. But you need to go find him. I'm not going to do the whole thing for you. You need to go find him. You need to find Elisha, the next prophet. I'm going to show him to you, and you give him your mantle. And he does it. Elijah goes out of the still small voice that he hears from God offering help to him. He goes and he throws his mantle on his successor, the prophet Elisha, and he lets go and turns it over to the next vessel of God. You see how God came? God pursued Elijah. God met him in his suffering and listened to his cries and got him help from another person and worked with him, letting him help find the other and casting his mantle. God didn't bring Elisha there and say, here's the mantle. He invited Elijah to participate in his healing. And then Jesus comes, many years later. Jesus comes, and we hear that he's just going along, and he comes upon the man born blind. He sees a cracked and a broken life, a man sick for a long time, and he meets him in his suffering. And when he's asked who sinned, Jesus says, in effect, to those around him, you're asking the wrong question. The question is rather, how are you going to help the one who is suffering? Not who caused this, but how are you going to help him out of this dilemma? And Jesus takes mud. You picture this, huh? He takes dirt. He takes mud, the ugly, dirty stuff of earth, reminding us, here's the reminder, that Jesus is God's earthly vessel. Jesus, human and God, takes mud, getting his hands really dirty. And he heals the man. He puts the mud on the man's eyes. And then he says to him, the way God said to Elijah, go and wash it off in the water. Healing mud, healing water, you go and wash it off. I'm not going to wash it off for you. And he sends him to the pool of Siloam, this pool at the end of Hezekiah's tunnel, a ritual bath, a cleansing place filled with water, and the man washes it off, and he can see. Jesus said, I came to bring light. Out of the mud comes light and hope, and it's for me, and yes, for you. Here is the meaning of both the stories. God does not cause disasters. Wind and earthquakes and fire like Elijah witnessed. The scripture says God was not in those. God does not cause illness, like the man born blind. God sees our cracked and broken lives and cannot help but be there. That's the message. God sees our cracked and broken lives and cannot ignore that. God pursues and moves quietly sometimes and intently in a still small voice in mud and in the stuff of earth and meets us there and brings light in the midst of it all. Imagine that. How does God bring what's needed? Sometimes God just comes, and we know it. God comes into our wounded places, our cracks. Sometimes God comes through a beautiful anthem or through a baptism or through the words of Scripture. God comes. There is God, mud and all, in a still small voice, and soothes our wounds with a gentle and a tender hand. God gave us Jesus as well, God's own Son, to become part of the earth and us, and to show us God's way. God sometimes just comes. And God came in Jesus, and sometimes God gives us someone or ones, and God comes through them. In your muddy lives, sometimes God comes through you so that you can spread healing hands unto the lives of others. That's what happened with Elijah. Elisha was sent to carry on his work. Jesus came to the man born blind. God gives us ways to be part of the healing. Go and find Elisha. Go and wash the mud off. Why does Jesus do it the way he does? Well, you know, I think the mud probably had healing powers in and of itself. Maybe it became God-infused. And the pool of Siloam itself had healing, cleansing powers, but really it was the ordinary, still, small voice stuff of life, including us. People can bring the light of Jesus. Jesus shows us the way. He shows us in Scripture how to get our hands dirty and take mud and water and us and make beautiful healed things. God works through us and others. We think again about the man born blind and the question, who sinned? And we remember that it is the wrong question. Rather, Jesus teaches them to ask, what will God do about this through us? I think for a moment about the United Methodist Committee on Relief, UMCOR, which is the disaster relief arm of the United Methodist Church, and how, whether there's turmoil in the United Methodist Church right now or not, UMCOR is on the ground where people are suffering, where the floods have been, where the fires and the tornadoes around the world, in the U.S. and in other places. The United Methodist Committee on Relief, through its leaders, through missionaries, through people who have been trained, go into these places, get their hands dirty, and bring hope and healing. UMCOR is the first in and the last out. UMCOR is still working on floods from 2 or 3 years ago, on fires and other disasters from a year or more ago, working through the cracks in people's lives to bring hope and healing. And I think about sickness as well. Is God in sickness? Dozens of people who become Jesus' light, get their hands dirty people, do that when someone is sick. You offer prayers for the sick. You bring meals, you sit with people, you take them to appointments, you care for caregivers, and that doesn't even take into account the tireless work of medical professionals, first responders, and so many others. Is God in sickness? Well, yes, God is in you, shining light and hope when people are down. Where is God? God is there in the midst of it all, showing us the way through Jesus, so that in this stuff of earth muddy life, we can be bearers of Jesus' light, and we can receive that light as well. With gratitude, I say today, for the privilege of life and serving Jesus in the cracks, I say, thank you, Lord. Amen.